Every time someone says the word gyro, a Greek loses their wings.
Yeah.
All right, so we just got back from Vegas. I love Vegas because of the hotels. You can see the world without even leaving the city. And it's actually better. You can see the pyramids of Egypt, but with air conditioning. You can see New York without getting stabbed. And you can see Paris without having to deal with fucking French people. And one more. That's good. One more.
What else can you see?
You can't even get it out. It's so awesome.
No more. That was it. That's it. We're ready to start the show. Let's start the show.
Wait, that was a joke?
Yeah.
I'm so confused now, right now. What? All right. Welcome to Almost Live from the Basement, guys.
Almost Live.
Meow.
Whoa. Okay, nice. Then. All right. We got a lot of weirdness going on tonight. And
I'm digging it, guys. I'm digging it.
Well, we got On Crack Josh over here.
Yeah.
I come walking into his basement and dude just over-exaggeratingly, what up, dude?
He's really excited about second place.
I haven't seen Sparky's in a while, and I'm going to win the episode tonight, so I'm excited.
No. Uh-oh.
Let's not be ridiculous.
Yeah, no.
0-8?
Oh, and ever.
Whenever,
because it's not just not winning, it's losing my episode.
Every episode
you've lost.
All right, well tonight I won't lose.
All right,
I think we got to keep that streak going. That's the best part of the show.
No, impossible.
All right, hey, Josh. Yeah. Anybody but Ryan.
Ryan.
Why me all the time?
Yeah,
he's like yeah.
He's just sitting on the sideline over here.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, let's get to our contestants tonight. Joshua, how are we doing tonight?
Feeling good, feeling strong, feeling decently smart, smarter than Ryan. Not sure about Tommy.
That's fair.
Nah, I'm feeling good. I'm ready to go.
That's a fair place
to be. All right, Ryan, how you doing?
Feeling terrible. I had a shit day, but it's so great being here with you guys that it's going to wash all the bad stuff away.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's kind of the only reason I'm here.
Yeah.
Tommy knows a little bit about that.
Wash it away. But you got to scrub both sides.
Yeah.
Tommy, how you... Wow.
I didn't Tommy, mean that bad.
Tommy, how you doing tonight?
I went from highs of high watching Nickelback to lowest of low because the White Sox started. Yeah.
Getting three hit right on opening day.
We had opening day this past weekend.
There's nothing to be excited about. Their best prospect, Colston Montgomery, is sitting behind Paul DeJong. If I want to watch Paul DeJong bat under my brother's weight, I could... Done that last year. Meow.
But he's from Antioch.
If you don't know his brother, he's about 100 pounds.
Yeah. Plus, I think I just figured out why we're meowing. Oh, that was the punishment.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we should tell them about that.
Yeah, so I lost a couple episodes ago, and I pulled, I have to meow after everything, after each sent a statement, whatever. And so I couldn't do it last time because I was hosting, so now I have to do it this time. Yeah.
Very cool for remembering. Thank you for that.
It took me, until he did it again, and I caught on to it, and I'm like, all right, I think I know.
By the fourth meow, Sparky had. Yeah.
I wonder how far it would.
But Ryan didn't know it. No, I don't think you did either.
I did not.
So I was the fastest one at four.
You get a chip. Yeah.
You get a chip.
Yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
We're all gonna be meowing.
And I'm Sparky, hosting tonight.
Hey Sparky, how are you feeling?
I've had a rough couple weeks. I'm going to my second funeral in the last 3 weeks. This coming weekend.
And guided us for the segment.
Yeah. Thank God I don't have a segment. I would bring everybody down. I know how to do it. So
again, man, you're making a run. You get these runs like every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Funeral hop.
I got a feeling there's gonna be at least one more coming.
You're like Will Ferrell. So,
October 26th. Yeah.
Wedding crashes.
October 26th. Yeah, that's gonna be mine.
Is that this year?
That is this year. It's 2024.
That's crazy.
So
stuff.
I only got what is it? 5 more months. Six more months.
Make sure you're not DJing that day, meow. Because we're going to have the Halloween party. Save Sparky's life, yes. Meow.
All right, so we're going to move into the stats for the kitty cat next to me. Let's go, kitty cat.
Stat me up, meow, meow. You got the stat me, meow. Stat me up, meow, meow. You got the stat me.
Meow.
Meow.
Boy, everything but the purr was good. The purr was shit.
All right, here are the stats. Our show stats. Sparky's in first with 2. Meow.
Oh, brutal.
Also,
Tom and
excited.
Ryan in second with 1.5.
This
meow, Panda.
Is how we do
it.
I can be tied for first at the end of this episode.
Meow.
Guys, I can be tied for first.
So what you're saying is whoever wins tonight is in first. Not wins.
In one way or the other. Yes.
Yes.
All right.
That's
cool.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Let's go, Josh.
Movie stash. Where the hell's the van? Meow. They're my goddamn kids too. Meow.
Was that a...
Liar, liar?
No. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, that's Doubtfire, what it was.
Quote. Nice.
All right. Damn, first place, Tommy with 30. Woohoo! Yeah.
Nobody cares.
And second, it's Josh, 35.
Thanks, guys. My age.
And third,
not quite,
is Sparky with 39.
My age.
Get some, 39. Oh, no. No.
And Brian is in last with 40. Meow.
His age.
No.
Yeah, maybe.
That's 10 differences between everybody.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot, but I don't know where. Did you? You didn't send this week's. Oh, because it's Monday. So.
Oh, they include this week's as of estimated, yeah, but fourth. I don't think it's going to be changing. Okay. So I got third.
I got fourth when I picked then third.
Ryan got first and you got second.
Okay.
Did I pick first?
And then you got. You did pick first. You gained a point?
I gained a point.
Oh, yeah. I wish I was still behind Josh again.
Why?
Because I would always gain points. That's how I won last year.
I'm not doing that bad. I was first or fourth every pick I had for a while. I didn't want third. I wanted
whether
fourth.
Whether you were second or third, you were matter. Still first or fourth.
Actually, not first or last.
The best is the pick behind Ryan statistically, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
This like you know this points. For a fact?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have the most points, so obviously this year it would make the most sense.
You didn't a week ago.
No.
He has a 6-pointer and a 5-pointer in there, I think another 6. He's got 2 6s
at the end. Didn't I have a 7 though?
You might have, yeah.
Well, in that case, it doesn't matter where you pick, you're gaining ground.
All right, let's move into the toss-up.
Toss me up.
Yeah.
Three different versions.
All right, we're just going to do three quick questions. Hopefully, you guys are up to date on current things that are happening in the world. This is big. Things that are happening. I don't know. Really not. Just one of them. All right. Numero uno.
Don't go for it. Just go for it.
I mean, I'm just waiting. I mean, no, I guess don't wait. I guess I'll just go.
It's his fault.
All right. Sorry. These four teams are in this year's Final Four.
Well, I hope he didn't.
NC State, UConn, Purdue, and Alabama. Meow.
Good job.
He's a female. He's gonna ask women's.
Wow. Well, thank God he didn't. Yeah. Oh yeah. Wait.
Considering the women's hasn't been figured out yet. Hey, you know what? I'm gonna give you four for getting all four right.
Yay!
Really?
All right. Now, these next two have multiple answers, and you get two times. So it's the top five teams in both of these, and if you get the fifth place team, or fifth place whatever team, yeah, you get 1 point. The fourth place is 2. Third place is 3. Fourth place is or 2. Second place is 4. Like that.
So when we buzz,
but
we name one or all five.
The first person to buzz will start it, and it will go around in clockwise formation.
Okay.
And it's also a 2 times multiplier if you get the total as well. So these are all ranked, and I will obviously tell you what you're trying to figure out, and you guys have to just. You'll figure it out. You'll know what the number I mean.
Sounds
the
good.
Total. All right?
Yeah, okay.
These six teams, but they're in the top five because there's two of them that are tied for fifth or whatever. Three of them are tied for fifth. Fourth, whatever. These six teams have the most NCAA championships. What number are you?
Four.
Is that you? All right, go.
UCLA, number one, meow.
With? How many?
18.
Nope.
Can I say five.
You just go now.
Now it's your turn.
Can I take?
Nope.
Can I say 11?
You don't get the bonus point.
I'll go with Duke.
With how many?
7.
They have 5. So you get two jumps.
Kentucky. Brian?
Kentucky with?
7.
They have 8. You get 4 teams. Tommy?
North Carolina, meow, with 6.
Good job. You get 2 times multiplier. Wow. There are 2 more teams. Josh? Going once?
Wait, what's the countdown? Hold on here. Let's
going twice?
Go,
3 times?
UConn.
With how many?
4.
Incorrect. But you got UConn. There's one more team.
Kansas?
No.
Dang, this is a good answer.
You only get one strike.
Michigan State. Yeah. Nope.
Incorrect. That was my other guess.
Michigan.
Indiana Hoosiers.
Oh, the Hoosiers. All right, so
UCLA has 11, Kentucky has 8, UNC has 6, Duke has 5, Indiana has 5, and UConn has 5. Nice. So, sorry, I got a lot going on.
I got a lot going on.
That's why I kind of want to speed it up. All right, and this next one, it's the same way. What we're doing this weekend is the Final Four Championship of NCAA basketball. What just happened this past weekend?
Elite.
We had opening day in baseball.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
So we're going to do some baseball trivia.
Okay.
All right. So these five teams have the most World Series wins. Who we got?
Me. The New York Yankees.
And with how many?
27.
Dead on.
Oh, yeah.
Dead on balls accuracy.
Tommy Boy.
God, you know your last show, I memorized all these stats. About it. That's
some shows ago, and I forgot. Now. St. Louis Cardinals, meow.
With how many?
8. Yeah.
All right. They do not have 8, but you are correct.
The Dodgers?
Dodgers are not on there. You are out.
Oh, shit. Really? Wow. That happened quick.
Oh, shit. Made me rethink everything here. I'm going to say... Oh, God dang. Wait, can you count it out loud so I know when I'm dead?
One. Mets. The Mets are out. Or not in there. You are out. Tom.
Red Sox. Yeah.
Red Sox. With how many?
6, meow.
You got the theme right. Can Tommy, you're the only one in.
Chip for looking at me like, 6, meow.
Tommy, you're the only one.
I'm not the host.
You got two more teams.
Oh. Texas Rangers, meow.
No. That's all right. Yankees have 27. Cardinals have 11. Red Sox have 9. Athletics have 9. And the Giants have 8.
Athletics?
I never would get
from athletics. Back in like the 60s and 70s, I think.
Yeah. They actually had athletes on athletics.
I guess so, yeah.
All right. And we're going to move right to the top 10. Who has the most?
I don't.
Tommy.
Looks like Tommy does. Tommy, so we're going to start with the top 10. And I'm going to apologize in advance. A lot of my show tonight is based around the two events that are happening last weekend and this weekend. Opening day baseball and college basketball.
All right.
So, with that in mind, I only have one set of top 10. Not like top 64, like somebody on my left.
I haven't done that in 2 years.
I think it was my first episode that you did that. And you called it the top 10. And I'm like, what?
But there's 74 answers. Buckle up, guys.
So, all right. This is the top 10 grossing movies that are about Major League Baseball or college basketball.
Holy crap.
All right.
Wow. Is it adjusted for inflation?
No, this is according to thenumbers.com, so I don't believe so. So, Tommy, we're going to start with you.
The leader gets to go. Ooh, it's a switch.
Okay.
Oh, no, toss-up.
Yeah, toss-up is always the leader. Yeah, man Jeopardy is the...
Yep. There we go.
Low man.
I'll start with...
It's a struggle. Right.
Major League? Meow.
Incorrect. Strike one.
Wait, what? That's a strike?
Yeah, that's a strike.
Fuck. That's what I'm saying. It's 1991 or whatever it was. It's got to be something... Newer.
Josh.
Coach Carter? Oh. Is that high school? Or, I mean, college?
Coach Carter is high school. Strike two. Or strike one to you.
Jeez. Moneyball?
Moneyball is on there. And that is the number 3 answer.
All right. 8 chips.
Tommy Boy.
Fever Pitch, meow.
Fever Pitch is not on here. Strike two.
Can't imagine why.
Well, it's got Drew Barrymore. Yeah.
It's got Jimmy Fallon. You lose chips for that.
Jimmy Fallon. I think Jimmy Fallon's hilarious.
I think he's funny.
I like Jimmy Fallon. I'm just kidding.
Until you go on the ride.
Josh.
Yeah.
All right. Rookie of the Year?
Rookie of the Year is number 6.
Wow.
I was there when they filmed that.
Impossible. No way.
Promise.
So you get 5 years.
In the movie?
Yeah. I'm in the crowd. You don't see me.
Ryan.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say I cannot think of the name of the movie I want to say, so I'm going to say Blue Chips.
Blue Chips, number 9.
Oh, sweet. Two chips.
Two Tommy chips, boy, two would chips. You like a hint?
Please, meow.
Pick a number. You got 1, 2, 4, 5, 7, 8, and 10.
Can I pick the number that has the easiest clue now?
You can pick a number, and I will give you a hint.
Here, roll these sexy dice.
I guess 1, meow?
You want the number 1? I'm going to give it away.
Oh, what the?
Not that the guy with the most chips.
Then I don't know another hint.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. I won't give it away.
Oh, that should be a different number, meow.
It is... The movie is based upon baseball during World War II.
A League of Their Own, meow.
Good job.
It's not Major League Baseball, though. You said Major League Baseball.
I said baseball.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Oh, I at least wasn't sure now.
I mean, it was at Wrigley Field.
True.
So it technically had Major League Baseball. Did I say
Major League Baseball? I don't know. He wants to be a Rockford Peach. I'll go with 42.
42. Numero dos.
That's a good one.
He said during the war. I'm like, ooh, what's... Oh, damn. Yeah. That's a good
one. Ryan.
Glory Road.
Glory Road. Number 7. Boy, you looking at our hint? What the fuck?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, I would.
Just kidding.
Oh, I was getting set up. Yeah,
you never know what's
for. If we get to the point where everybody's out, I will give hints for the last ones to get points.
Mr. 3000, yeah.
And you are strike 3. You are out. That was a great movie, though. I love that movie.
Tom Selleck.
Did you say Tom Selleck?
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Well, the Bernie Mac movie. I'm sorry.
Tom Selleck is Mr. Baseball.
Yeah. To keep this game going, because I can't think of the name of it, I was called Bull Durham. Oh, I'm sorry, Field of Dreams. Doesn't matter. Either one of those.
Pick an answer.
Bull Durham.
Incorrect. Strike 2.
Well, I guess. Do I want to say it? Are you setting me up?
Field
of Dreams.
He's got to say one or the other. I can't.
No, I know. Give him, I understand.
This isn't Vanellope.
Yeah,
what's your
Field of Dreams?
Field of Dreams, number 1, 2, 3, 5. So that's 6 chips. Gosh, way to make yourself lose more.
That's what I'm here to do.
Would you like a hint?
Yeah.
You can go for number 4.
4, please.
All right, number 4.
Wait, is it baseball or basketball? No, I'm just kidding. Keep going.
Number 4. This movie is based on a high school coach that didn't make it originally, and his team makes a bet that if they win the championship, he has to try out for the Major League Baseball team in the area.
Sounds like Mighty Ducks. What is it? Oh.
I know this movie.
I really like this movie.
Damn it, I don't know.
It was all right, yeah.
It was sad. Yeah. There was
oh, love the no. Guy. I'll go with Hoosiers.
Is it on?
The Hoosiers is on here.
Oh, really? Stay alive. Yeah.
I had those two on.
For number 8.
Very nice.
So you get 3.
I'm like, I couldn't be honest.
Ryan.
I'll say The Rookie.
The Rookie is the baseball movie.
Disney.
Number 4.
Dennis Quaid.
Mm-hmm. I am Quaid.
Number
yeah.
Yeah, number 4, so you get 7.
I'll go with The Natural.
No.
Okay.
You are out. Ryan has no strikes.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well, but that's coming to an end.
Ryan is not going to get this movie either.
Sixth Man.
Holy fuck.
Did I get it?
Are you serious?
Fuck yeah, baby.
Holy cow. That's
one of my favorite movies as a kid.
I love that movie. That movie was great.
Did we get the whole top 10?
That is all 10 of them.
Ooh, without a strike?
That is all 10 of them.
I thought your favorite movie was Juana Man. Yeah.
No. But I would have thought about
it. Juana Man was on the list, too. It was just, but it's major, it's NBA.
Oh.
It's NBA so and WNBA. All right, so running on the list really quick. Number 1 was A League of Their Own. with $107 million. 42 was number two with $95 million. Moneyball, The Rookie, both had $75 million. They were a little bit off. Field of Dreams, $64 million. Rookie of the Year, $53 million. And then the college basketball movies. Glory Road with $42 million. Hoosiers with $28 million. Blue Chips, $23 million. And The Sixth Man with $14
million. What college was The Sixth Man?
Washington.
Yes.
UW. Very good. The UW.
It's such a good movie.
There you go.
Yeah.
Such a good movie.
That was a great movie. I liked that movie. That was a sad movie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty sure I teared up in that movie.
Oh, I cried for sure.
All right. Moving on to segment time for Tommy Boy.
All right. Meow.
Meow.
No, we gotta hear a
segment. Can we count how many meows are in this
segment? We're gonna take off the meow for your segment. That's our.
I agree. Meow. I agree with that.
I'm agreeing.
All right.
Yeah. This punishment is for all of us.
So 75% of us went on a Vegas trip.
Who didn't go?
Yeah, fuck you guys.
So I'd like to talk about give everybody a recap of how the trip went, these guys here are gonna fill in the gaps and talk about their favorite moments. So we came out there on a Wednesday, and we didn't do a whole lot much on Wednesday. What did we do really? On Wednesday?
We went to the new casino, Cordon Bleu.
Fontainebleau. Fontainebleau. And I had $100 food credit.
Yeah, we ate that shit.
And I spent it at one place on four burgers.
Man. $100. Also had shakes.
And shakes.
And some fries.
I heard that place is so horrible. They are begging to get people in that building.
Well,
they were doing a lot of promoting.
Yeah, they were.
I read a story. Sorry, I'm cutting your segment real quick. But I read a story that this reporter went there and whatnot, and they said within the opening month of it coming in or like a couple weeks or whatever, five top execs left the company.
Really?
Or whatever. And they are like literally begging people to come in, where people are coming in for rooms or whatever and immediately being upgraded to nicer rooms. Yeah, because
well, make their gambling cheaper then. That will get more people.
That's the thing. It's like he was like the food. It was $29 for this. Yep. Like this small portion. A drink was $13 for a Coke or something like that. And I'm just like, yeah, now I can tell why they're not doing good.
Yeah, the restaurant we ate at, they were doing pictures of the food.
Yeah.
They were cooking it and bringing it across the way right past us to like some kind of like photo. And
there was some group that they were all giving them half free burgers the whole time.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Like, oh, it couldn't be in that one.
Like, but after Fontainebleau, is that how you say it?
Yeah,
Fontainebleau.
Something like that, yeah.
What else did we do? You're right. What else
did we do? Yeah, we didn't do a whole lunch.
We checked in after that,
yeah.
I believe.
We didn't.
And we went to El Cortez.
Yeah, El Cortez.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
I keep seeing people record there. Like the TikTokers or whatever are always recording, and I see El Cortez on the table order. I'm like, where is El Cortez?
Downtown.
Right. Yeah. One block away from Fremont. Yeah.
Is that all? So, and that's why I've never really been there, because we're always on Fremont.
Yeah.
You were definitely there. On the strip. Right? We went when we went to put our ticket in. Or did they not have
you bring your boarding pass there and you get free
$25. Yeah, you get free shit. I don't think Sparky's been... I don't think we did
that since
Sparky.
I've
that
never
too?
Done that before.
Yeah.
No, okay. Yeah, $25.
Yeah. That's not I thought it was because I signed up. That's why I got that. But no.
Oh, well, yeah.
And Austin Geek didn't get yelled at by a dealer, so that was good.
Yeah. There's
a win. That was probably the big highlight for the first day. The second day,
we were up till 3 in the morning. Yeah, so, that's not all we did.
No.
I can't fill in the gap in the first day. I don't know if you guys... Yeah. There's a lot
of...
Did you go get steak and eggs?
Yeah, we did that later. Not the first day.
Not the first... Thursday. Usually the first day we're there.
The second day was Thursday. So we went to Circa, and they had like a big like area... with tables and chairs, you could watch the tournament for free.
I took an edible that day.
It was awesome.
So we watched first half of the day's tournaments. I think up to like one or two.
Oh, we went to Circus that day too.
Oh, that's why my memory's gone.
Yeah.
The pictures from Circus.
Oh, yeah.
Because Tommy doesn't want to remember that.
To be honest, Tommy's going to say that, but we had decent time.
$2 hot dogs.
Yeah,
and
we just sat up there and talking to the
bartender. I would have gone there all every day.
$2 hot dogs,
yeah, they reopened Slots of Fun. They put games back
in. It's at Slots of Fun, the hot dogs, not Circus.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah, Slots of Fun was okay. Circus, we didn't.
We didn't do anything in Circus, really. That's where you try to give him a lap dance, though.
video. So what, you guys didn't do like the flashlight blackjack or whatever?
I'm trying to find it, but no.
Where
no,
when the lights was... the lights flicker, everybody gets paid 3-1?
Yeah.
If you get a blackjack, you get a car.
Got a blackjack, win a car. Got a blackjack, win a car.
That's at Circus Circus or Slots of Fun?
That was at Circus Circus.
Okay, I'm like, they don't have any tables. Slots of Fun. Slots.
No, they had tables. Oh, no, yeah, they weren't up, right?
Yeah, they weren't operating.
No. Blackjack was up, but it was just loaded with people.
Yeah.
That was the only one.
So that's Thursday we did that. We went to the tournament, and then after the tournament, did we do the Playland on Thursday with Sterling?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we went to Adult Playland. It was at Luxor.
Called the Playground.
Playground, right? Yeah. And so you pay, I don't know, it's 20 to 30 bucks, and you get 40. 40 bucks.
He doesn't know. He didn't have to pay.
And you get, like, points you can do every game. You get, like, points for every game that you do. And so...
And it's a bar.
Yeah. And it's so... fun. It's Sterling was, like, way overexcited about getting, like, second place every time.
He's like... Yeah, second place. You know that game at Great America where you roll the ball and how, based on the color you get the ball in, the horse moves?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yes. Okay. So they have like a version of that, right? So I'm playing Sterling in this game. It's me, him, and Austin. And I'm winning the game because I figured out what you have to do is you have to bank it off the side. And so Sterling's losing. But then at the end, he comes back and he's like, yeah. Like, second he was place. Way behind. I'm like, what? Why is he so excited? He's like, second place! There were only three of us playing.
So he beat Austin. Yeah.
But we were there for, it feels like 2.5, 3 hours. Yeah, there was like a jumping area too where something happened between me, Tommy, and Austin that we're not going to talk about. No, I'm just kidding.
Glad I said that.
Austin tackled me, and then Tommy came around the corner, so we both chased his little ass around. He just kept running. This guy's fast. We got him down.
Bounce thing. That was cool.
Yeah. Can we talk just for a second about the quality of the people in this playground?
Oh, yeah, tell us.
The women there were insane. Like, it was like every hot person in the west side of the country went to this little playground area. And it was fantastic to watch.
That's all I'll say about that. We did do a poker tournament. We played Lazy Pineapple. So there's a difference between Lazy Pineapple, Crazy Pineapple.
Wait, when is this?
Very much
Thursday.
Fun.
Yeah. Was this edible night?
I don't think that was the tournament we played that night.
Thursday night is when we all sat at an Ultimate table together. Somehow we walked up and we played $5 Ultimate that night in our hotel in Golden. Yeah,
that's right. That's
true. Yeah.
That was Thursday. So we go on to Friday. So Friday, because I was saying this is the longest time we played without playing poker.
Yes.
So we were on Friday. So we're on the third night, and we're playing at... we went to a different place to watch the tournament. We went to different upstairs place. The D, yeah. We went to the D. So that one didn't have tables, but they had a bunch of chairs. Josh
got the D.
Got the D.
Not give it like you would think. Got it. No, I'm just got it. All
right. So, yeah.
I thought that was Tom getting it.
The D, we... You know, watch the games there. Then we played a poker tournament called Lazy Pineapple at Westgate. So the difference between Lazy Pineapple and Crazy Pineapple. Crazy Pineapple, both games you get three cards. And Crazy Pineapple, you chuck one at the flop. Lazy Pineapple, you hold it the whole time.
Yeah.
So you don't chuck anything.
This had
this was a tournament, yeah, this not a was table?
Tournament.
Definitely the day you
tournament.
Were gone.
It was definitely Saturday night. I was not there for this.
It's like mini Omaha. So I was kind of liked it, kind of didn't, but...
I loved it. Yeah, I ended up, the funniest part of it, okay, so Austin was doing really well. Tommy and I were still in. The first segments, you were doing really well, too.
Yeah.
But I was kind of just hanging around. And Austin goes all in against this guy from, what, do you remember what country he was from?
Van Dam.
What?
Belgium,
yes.
I'm like,
yes. Austin like, kept saying he was from Russia. I'm like, no, it wasn't Russia. Okay, yeah, Belgium. So Austin goes all into him. The guy beats Austin. Austin leaves. I look over, and I can see the dealer, like, and he's got, like, a thing of chips here, you know? And then so he pulls out for some for the blind, and I'm like, is he still in? I'm like, that's my son. Is he still in? So I had to call him to come back. And then he Austin almost took my spot. Yeah, he just walked off. Fish. And then he comes back, very next hand, he goes all in. Okay, he's all in, and then he's losing on the turn. He gets up and starts walking away. I'm like, hey, you didn't lose yet. fifth card hits the board, he gets a flush. He wins. He stays in it.
He was trying to get out like I was trying to get out.
Yeah. So we battled a long time with this guy, and I was like, it was the three of us and him left. That's it. And Tommy finally went out. Yeah, and then Austin had the most chips, but then he went out, and then so me and this guy played for a while, and then they called a break. I'm like, hey man, do you want to chop? Because I finally took the lead on him. And I said, before I didn't want to ask him because he had like a ton more chips than me, but I took a little lead. I'm like, do you want to chop? He's like, let me think about it. So I had to sit there for the whole break, and then he comes back. Yeah, I want to chop. So I'm like, all right.
He's counting them.
So we chopped up a couple $100s, and he took pictures to bring back home of me and him holding up our money. I should have asked him for a copy because it's hilarious. His buddy's like taking pictures and everything, so it was pretty fun.
That's nice. Awesome. I'm sorry I missed that one because I really want to play Pineapple. You showed me it on the plane.
Oh. Yeah, you played that tournament.
Oh my god,
I didn't play that one. I played the one at.
He was gone.
I played Friday night.
So that was Saturday.
It was just me and Austin.
Yeah, it was Friday night. Friday night was a tournament at the other place.
So we went to South Point. So we went to South Point.
You guys skipped South Point altogether.
Like I said, my days are all confused. So we went and played in South Point. We played poker tournament there, and Ryan and Austin went out pretty quick. And then Josh was hanging around, and then he went out, and it was just me and this guy who was down to like, he had, the blind was like, I think it was 1,000, 2,000, and he had 1,500 and folds the small, he was on the small blind, he folds. I'm like, what? This guy'd be the worst poker player ever. Well, the next hand, I mean, he's all in by default, and he has queens, and he catches. You know, I put him all in with two other people. I had the biggest hand, except for against him. And so he tripled up, and then he tripled up again, and he tripled up again. He was like Jason Voorhees. And I had ace king versus I think he had jacks. And he beat me and knocked me out that way. I'm like, oh, my God, Jason Voorhees took me out. So by then... We went to go eat steak and eggs, and Austin or Josh's flight the next morning was at 5 a.m. 6 a.m. flight.
6:10.
Yeah, 6:10 in the morning.
You flew home at 6:10 in the morning.
Yeah, yes. So they dropped Saturday me off. Morning? They dropped me off at 5 a.m. at the airport.
Yeah, but tell them the last thing you did in Vegas.
Oh yeah, so we after that poker tournament, I went back to the hotel, packed up my bag because he was still in it. Came back. These guys were eating their steak and eggs. I skipped it because I wasn't really hungry and feeling like crap. So we sat there.
After the edible?
No, this was the next night.
Okay.
The edible was Thursday night.
Okay.
So then we decided to hit a ultimate table, and I won. I walked away with four.
Five bills?
Yeah, four something. It was great. That was a great night.
I think that's what you said in the text message. Like,
yeah, I left with $600.
The
yeah.
last minute.
Every day, like the first
we had
day.
Another one of those.
Yeah. The first day I was up 100 playing blackjack at the El Cortez with the 25 free one or whatever. And then the next day I was up 110 playing ultimate hold'em with the four of us at a table. And then last night I was up 400 playing ultimate. I lost one something in sports gambling, I think. But I was up 600 for the trip. It was very,
nice.
Josh
never Porter. Left Vegas with positive numbers.
I think
before.
Three of us left up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Austin was actually pretty decently close by the end of it.
With that Alabama bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. $200 on Alabama.
And then Saturday happened.
Or UNC?
No. It was on the over.
Oh, all right.
So Saturday is probably the most memorable day. Sorry, Josh.
No, you're good.
As far as stories
go. No, I mean, that's the problem with my job. I'm never going to be anywhere on a Saturday night besides work.
We went to a place called Silverton. And so we were playing at first. We were playing blackjack.
Can I set this up real quick for you?
Yeah, yeah. So you should tell the story because you're a better storyteller.
I want you to tell it. I just the only experience I've ever had at the Silverton. We walked in. I had to go to use the washroom. So Tommy and Austin go and start gambling. I come over. I sit down at a machine, and 4 minutes later, I watch all the machines go, pew, 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 and they're all turning it off. And they go to him, and they're like, "Yeah, we're closing." They fucking closed. I'm like, what? You're a Las Vegas casino. So, but we decided, what the heck, we're going to make the trek back there. Go ahead. You tell us.
So, we played blackjack. And so, this is one of those blackjacks where if you get a blackjack, you spin the wheel. Yeah. So, there was an Asian dealer came, a young Asian girl. So, she was probably the best dealer we had, almost. Yeah, for the sure. whole thing.
Maybe best and so, I've ever had, to be honest.
And so every time we get a blackjack, I always do. I have her do the husky thing, and we do a husky kiss.
She was husky with her, kissing us. I'm sure they're not supposed to do that.
With our hands?
I don't think you're supposed to touch.
Yeah,
she's like, okay. High
five once.
She did not care.
And so every time we'd spin the wheel, you know, we do like a husky style, trying to figure out the way, because every time we get a blackjack, we get a stupid 10. So I asked her if I could do it with my nose. Like, if I could go... Yep.
Yep. Guess what she said?
Yes.
Yep.
Go on.
I don't know if this girl was like leaving the next day. I don't know what was going on.
I'm her dad owns the
casino. Did she just say yes?
I didn't get a blackjack after that question, so I didn't get to. But then we went and played craps.
Oh, man.
With Skip Bayless.
Dead ringer is the.
I'm gonna let Ryan tell this part of the story because I was too focused on pissing them off.
So we get there, and the guy, we give him the cards, and they look just absolutely fucking devastated that we're coming up to the table because no one was at the table, right? So we go there, and his first question is
Skip Bayless. An employee?
Yes. He's the manager.
Not another player. Boss. Yeah,
he's the manager. Boss,
he's the one sitting, you know, he sits, he does the...
Yep.
So anyway, he's like, you guys, the guys that were just over there playing blackjack? I'm like, that's a weird question, but yeah, we were. He's like... So then I'm rolling. I don't do very well. But like, everybody, like, oh, and even when he asked that question, I'm like, is that a problem? And the guy who's next to me taking my bets is like, wow, he's like, he seems mad. You guys are playing bad.
So like, I think you heard my nose comment.
Yeah, there's already some weirdness going on. Then it comes to Tommy's role, okay? And so Tommy grabs one of these dice. Exactly. And the second he throws it, the guy's like, no. And then like, Tommy, this is no joke. Tommy is throwing the dice off the table at least half the time. At least. They're not. But what makes it worse for them is he's fucking crushing them. Any dice that leaves in, we're hitting everything. Numbers, he's hitting points. And the guy's getting so mad. And he's like, that's it. He's not throwing anymore. If he does it one more time, he did it 7 more times. The guy who's holding the stick goes, we don't have any more dice left. I've never heard this. There's like 4 people out on this deserted crap stable looking under it for dice. And we're just standing there. And like, the atmosphere is getting really bad. Like, they're like openly content for us. There's no one now. The only nice guy who was next to me is gone. He's replaced by a guy who now decides he's not going to take any more bets from us. He's the stick man in the middle. So I'm like, I watch him because I'm getting paid, right, for my last bet, and he slides the dice over to Tommy. And he's just staring at the dice, and I'm like, oh, hey, can I get, 4 more on the hard way? And I see him kind of look up as I start talking, but then he just looks down, so I know he's ignoring me. And I'm like, can I get 4 more on the hard way? He's like, he looks me dead in the eye, goes, I have to watch the dice at all times. I'm like, all right, fine. So he throws the dice.
It's a hard 8.
Yeah, so he's paying us. It takes a minute to pay us. I look over and the dice are already back to Tommy. I'm like, hey, I would have won there. Can I please give you some money for the hard ways? He's like, hey, bud, this game is faster than blackjack. I'm like, whoa, okay, man. I'm like, is this your first day? And he's like, I was so pissed.
Well, you can ask,
like, I lost my temper quick. And like, you know, this guy, Skip Bayless, is here just judging us all over. And Tommy's not giving a shit. Like, Austin is like, he's not saying a word because it's so bad. And Tommy just grabs the dice. Whoosh, right off the table, like right off the fucking table. And I'm like, can I bet now? And he's like...
So, you guys just playing blackjack?
Yeah. So we ended up, after Tommy rolls Austin, he had a short roll, and then we're like, should we leave? And like, they didn't say a word to that. So we're just like, we all collected our winnings, didn't tip. Like when Tommy was throwing, he was tipping. Like, I think he wanted to try to be nice and like be... And try to get him in a better mood. He was tipping constantly. And I'm just openly like, why are you tipping these guys? Like, these guys...
Well, they're finding my dice.
Hate us. Yeah.
They're finding my dice. Yeah. So
well, first... I mean, first, because it was a long tail, because it's crapless craps.
Yeah, crapless craps.
So I was really throwing long. Short.
Right.
And he's like, and Skip Bayless is like, you gotta hit both dice and try it. And I'm like, okay. And yeah. then so just.
It's like, boom. Bye bye. And there's no one on that side. So every time the dice go off, one of them has to walk over. And we're not volunteering to go over there.
I want like $400.
Man, I wish I could have been.
I want a little less than 100, but still, it was awesome.
And then on Sunday, Sunday, the last day, we had a quick tournament at Mandalay Bay. And then we went and played at PH, and PH it was $25 min. So that Ryan was playing craps. It was like electronic craps.
It was the
Price is Right craps, where the one person rolls and everyone has a machine.
Which was fun. I won a little bit on
that. So we were playing I was playing $25 ultimate, and I was on a roll, right? Way. And then I was going up and down, and then the last one I did $50. You know, bam, 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 hit straight on the flop and had the bonus for progressive. So there's 150 there, so it's like a $650 hand. So that's where everyone was like...
Last hand.
Yeah.
And he even said, he goes, this is my last hand. Because he lost. I'm like, you're not going to leave in a loss, is he? He's like, no, this is my last hand. Yeah. And he puts the chips out. Man, it was awesome.
That's awesome.
So,
left in the positive. Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad everybody came home happy.
Yeah.
Glad you guys had a blast. Finally.
Yeah, I wish you would have been there. Would have made it much better, but maybe we can do that in the future.
Another thing. Maybe I'm on like 50th birthday.
There you go.
Or maybe October 23rd.
Well, man,
before I die. Just be like, babe, I love you, but fuck it, I'm dying.
I'm blowing whatever money we got.
We gotta protect them in Vegas. Oh wait, we better not fly on October 26th.
No.
Not with him.
Yeah, you guys want to get on the same plane as me?
Hell no.
Are we manning it or breaking it?
Yeah, do we have how long is Man Jeffrey? Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Alright. We're gonna count up chips and then we're gonna have a hear from our non sponsor. Today's non sponsor is brought to you by your local realtor. They're never your. It's never your really first choice.
Okay,
Joe. Joe.
All right. We got our tally for our points right now. Our updated point status.
Get some. Where am I at?
We got Josh in last place, who will lead off.
What?
Who will lead off Man Jeopardy with 21 points? Who would have thought he'd be in last place?
Who the fuck?
Following or ahead of him is Tom with 32, and driving the train is Ryan with 42. But I got a feeling that's going
to
change after this round.
Right, it's going to turn to the source code trade.
I got a feeling there's going to be some...
It's like
some,
now there's some intelligence questions.
I feel like the caboose will still stay the caboose.
What? Wait, why?
But I feel like the engine and the passenger cars are going to change. Probably should use this...
Analogy
for the next game. But we're going into Man Jeopardy right now.
It was a 15-minute segment, and he would have sent me out the whole time.
Every time.
It would have been an 18-minute
segment. It would have been annoying.
All right.
We're going to start off with Josh on my left. Gets the first pick. We have three categories to go with.
Bring that noise. Bring that funk.
All right. The first one is songs related to baseball. The next one is wild card.
Talk about me.
It's just a bunch of random shit that I put in because I didn't do it today. I completely forgot the whole category.
Is it 1 through 5?
It is 1 through 5. And the last category is 4.
The number?
You guys are going to have to figure that one out.
All right, I love it.
There are five questions in each category. Okay. There are two questions that you will get. One of these.
Oh, a grenade?
It's not a grenade.
Oh.
What is it?
It's called derail.
Oh, derail.
And you guys will figure out what that means, if you haven't already, in the next game.
Train.
Oh, okay.
I derail this guy's train.
And is there any daily doubles?
There is a daily double.
One daily double. Okay.
And there are two questions that have bonus points, a 10-point bonus on each of them. If you can get the extra information on the answer.
Alright, I'll go with songs for one.
Songs for one. Everybody ready with the buzzer?
Absolutely.
This song is everybody's favorite.
Go Cubs Go.
Incorrect.
Do I just get the...
Would you like me to read the question?
No. Take me out to the ball game.
Correct. Yeah.
Damn it. Stupid buzzer game.
Stupid go comes go no matter what for the first one. And then I'm like, oh.
All right. Going on to...
We'll say four Ryan. For one, please.
Four for one.
That's not confusing.
Four.
Damn it. There was more. Golf.
Okay. Incorrect.
Damn.
Go ahead, sir.
Is it done?
Yeah.
All right. This tournament is usually played in April.
The Masters, meow.
Correct. For one.
Golf. Wild card for three.
Wild card for three. Name the song that this is the parody of. You guys get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gangsta's Paradise, meow.
Bye.
Coolio, meow.
All right, good job.
Very nicely done.
Hopefully that was played on the thing. Hopefully it was close enough. Sorry. All right, Tom.
Four for four, meow.
Four?
I get Wendy's?
For four.
Four?
All right. Who is the only player to have more majors victories than Tiger Woods?
Jack Nicholson?
That is incorrect.
Nine. I hit it.
Oh, Tom.
Jack Nicholas. Meow.
It is Jack Nicholas. With how many?
What did I say?
You said Jack Mickelson, which you is a combination.
Jack Nicholson.
Phil Mickelson.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he said M.
Oh, okay. I thought
you said Nicholson.
Yeah, he said
I
Mickelson.
Said Mickelson with an M.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the actor. All right, and for a bonus 10 points, how many?
Oh, I knew this.
13, yeah.
Incorrect. It is 18.
Oh, I thought it was way more.
Oh, one more.
How many does Tiger have?
You get three.
Oh, I had four for four. I don't get the four.
Oh, did you? Yeah, my bad. Four. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Good call.
Just wanted to make sure, meow.
Yeah, anybody but Ryan.
Just
tell me you need chips.
Wild card for four, meow.
Wild card for four.
Wild card.
That would be this one. And how many undefeated teams are there in baseball currently?
Five, meow.
Incorrect. And we wait for the amazing buzzer that we got going. Josh.
Four.
Correct.
Hey.
Can you name them?
No.
All right, good job.
I don't have one clue. I don't
the
know
the Yankees,
why.
The Pirates, and I don't know anybody else. The There's Pirates, two other ones. Huh? The Yankees, or the Pirates are 5-0 for the first time since 1969, I think it is.
Songs for two.
Tigers, because they shoot the White Sox.
Songs for two.
That would have been my guess, Tigers.
This song is played when one of the Chicago teams...
Go Cubs, go, meow.
White Sox.
That is correct. And you get a derail.
Oh.
Derail.
That hurts saying go
What
Cubs,
it land
go,
on?
Tears.
Look at that rack.
But I got to take
that's
points
a good
away.
To hold basketballs.
I got to take points. You didn't say meow. Oh!
What did you just take?
I thought I did say Goo Cubs go meow.
Did you hear meow? I didn't hear meow.
I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
I'm like, did he take a green one? Like, this is greatness.
This is greatness.
It's a red and a green.
Tommy boy.
Wild card for five, meow.
Wild card for five. What was the final score of the Cubs game today?
5-0.
It was. He said it on the screen. He's like, the Cubs won today. And I was like, damn it, Ryan. Don't point that out.
Good thing we don't listen to Ryan.
Yeah. Oh, you were upstairs letting the dog out.
Oh, I was going to say it.
Who let the dog out? Four for two, please.
Four for two. Who is tied with Sam Snead for the most PGA victories of all time?
Phil Mickelson.
Incorrect.
Pick the other one that you said. Yeah. What's his name? I got a feeling.
Dang.
Tiger Woods, meow.
It is Tiger Woods. And for a bonus 10 points, how many victories does he have? Wow.
41, meow.
Wow, you are exactly half away. It is 82.
Oh, God.
So he's tied?
With Sam Snead.
That's why he's still trying to come back.
Yes. He wants that, he needs one more.
And he's getting the fuck out.
All right. Tommy boy.
Wild card for two, meow.
Wild card for two. Where did the boys go for Tommy's 40th birthday?
Las Vegas, meow.
He didn't say Nevada.
Nevada.
2 points.
I'm trying to figure out how you do your dilly doubles, but I don't think you do it the same way. Yeah.
I don't have an algorithm.
Not like me. I guess wild card for one, meow.
Wild card for one. How many professional sports teams are located in the state of Iowa?
Zero, meow.
Good job.
Remember there's that joke that Sparky said?
Why and you get the other derail. Oh, meow. So you get both derails.
Yeah.
Because Spark was right. You were definitely going to be in first place.
You have...
4 for 3, meow.
4 for 3. This famous golfer has a drink named after him.
Arnold Palmer, meow.
Good job. Jeez. Consisting of lemonade and iced tea. Good job, Tommy boy.
Also has ice cube
in it. All right. We got 3, 4, and 5 for songs, and we got 5 for 4.
5 for 4.
5 for 4.
Yeah.
What is the rarest score in golf?
Albatross, meow. Also good. Known as double eagle, meow.
Good job. It is an albatross. Jesus. Do you know what an albatross is, Josh?
Double eagle.
Do you know what a double eagle is?
Two under.
It is a 2 on a 5, yeah. On a par 5. It's
was minus 3
or a hole in one, yeah. And a hole in one on a 4.
Like Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, it is. It's a.
What if you hole in one a 5?
I don't know if there's a word for that. And if somebody can do that,
yeah.
it's got to be shot out of a cannon. Fair enough. Because par 5s are at least like usually like at least 450 plus.
Let's go baseball songs for 3, meow.
Baseball songs for 3.
Baseball stuff.
Baseball stuff.
This song is played when one of the Chicago teams.
Go White Sox, go.
No. I don't know what that is. Is that a song?
White Sox. White Sox. White Sox. Go, go, White Sox. The White Sox song.
You are wrong.
Okay, sorry.
Is that a song?
No, that I haven't heard of.
I've never heard that before in my life.
All right. I know what song you're talking about.
Just stay over to the side of me and lose my show again. This song is played when one of the Chicago teams enters the field.
Don't Stop Believing?
No. The fact that Tom has not pressed the button on this is pretty sad.
He don't have to press it now. He's got to say it.
Yeah.
I don't know this. It's been a while since I know. Go, 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 White Sox. Meow. Is that the one
you said? Yeah, now it's right. You're right. Now it's right.
No. No.
It was wrong then, but now.
Tommy boy. When the White Sox enter the field in the first inning, what song do they play?
Thunderstruck, meow.
There you go. You don't get any points, and you are forever stupider in my point.
Now you're in my league.
Yes. Wow, Tom.
All right. I get what the question was now. But
songs for 4, songs for 5. Who do we want? Ryan.
I'll take 4.
4. This song is also played during the 7th inning stretch.
Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
I'd like to hear the rest of the question.
I guess I'm wrong.
Like, that was already the answer for number 1. Okay.
Yeah.
This song is also played
also
during the 7th inning stretch at Brewers games.
The guy on the couch is here.
The polka song.
Hey, the couch game.
Yeah.
No.
What's
up? Ashley and I'm going to go get something to eat.
Okay.
I don't have an
answer. Hi, I'm Ashley.
How's it going?
Hi, Ashley. Why don't we do that?
Well, we'll see you soon, Ashley.
No answer from you.
You guys got nothing?
You know what song I'm talking about? It's a polka song.
Roll Out the Barrel?
Yeah. That's a polka song.
Yeah, well, that's not the song.
I know it's not the name of the song.
It's called Roll Out the Barrel.
Okay.
Guess it's Josh's turn.
All right, and we're gonna go with
how many
songs for 5?
How many songs? Bid,
songs for 5. All right, daily double.
Ooh, all in.
He's all in.
This could be 25. Bad for me. 25. All right. You have to name
you take the lead on
the song and artist of this song.
This is in his wheelhouse.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Smart. Oh, give some help from 93 TV. This is my co-host, Bob, for the Super Bowl. Bob, say hi.
Hey, hey, guys.
Yeah. We even got a crowd that's in a frenzy, Bob. Let's go down to the announcements for the start of the day.
Air Force One's my Nelly?
Incorrect.
That says baseball?
Batter Up.
Oh, that's right.
By Nelly.
Oh, no.
So why do you think it's in the baseball category?
I
don't
know about the
category. Batter up, meow.
I'm going to pull an Austin. I'm going to leave the table, guys.
all right. And
now you got to do your second.
Yeah, we'll move on to Josh's second hit.
Oh, darn it.
Don't worry. Hey, we still got Train. There's still a lot to go.
It doesn't matter. It's Josh and it's your show. Well,
don't worry.
Anyway.
We know whose train's getting derailed, meow.
So I got punished from the last show. As I'm going to be punished for this show. Well, my punishment was to go see the Nickelback documentary. And they interviewed, obviously, all the members of the band, the drummers in and out, managers, all this stuff. At one point, they're interviewing Chad. And something he said kind of resonated with me. And he said about proving yourself. And I don't know if you remember it or not, Tommy. But he said, basically, everyone's out there trying to prove themselves. Get out there and go 100% and prove yourself. And he kind of sat back and just let it come to him, and when it was his turn to do something, he proved himself that way. Rather than stepping up to go out of your way to prove yourself, kind of letting it come to you. And any job I've had, from All-Star Sports to this DJ thing, to working at Woodman's, to DoorDash, I always feel like I got to go above and beyond and prove myself, and I never thought of it on the other side of it. Like, don't go out and show everything you can do. When it's time to prove whatever you have to prove, just do that. So if it's like, you know, I was trying to get some kind of bonus when I did the DoorDash, so Ryan got some money for bringing me in the DoorDash, and I wanted to prove myself. So rather than just telling them, oh, I'm doing this, this, and this, just when it's done, hey, it's done, you should be getting your bonus kind of thing, or something like that. Rather than trying to go all out every single time, pick your moments and your spots. And I bring that to you guys and stuff in your everyday life, your jobs, your families. Because even, to be honest, I tried to prove myself this last week by taking on two kids, having my girlfriend's granddaughter, who is 8, she'll be 9 next weekend, and my daughter, who is going to be 12 in June, and I am not a full-time parent. I proved myself not to be that, and the irritation grew on me every day. But as far as proving stuff, and I'll start across from the newest 40-year-old at the table, Tommy. How do you feel about this? Do you feel like you got to prove yourself at every corner? Do you kind of let things come to you and then go there? Or
I think when I need to shine, I'll shine. Like when I play soccer, I don't try to be the best player, except when my dad's defending. Then that's where I step it up.
Yeah, I saw that.
I score on him at some packing degrees.
Get out of the plane, Dad. You're going back to base. I see that for sure.
Yeah, because you ripped it in me last time. So I was like,
what about your everyday life, work, family?
Have you guys met my wife? Yes, I do.
Have you met my wife?
I don't feel like it's the pressure's on me, but I like to try to keep pushing myself to do better. I don't want to just sit back and say, I'm settling for this.
I
want to just try, like, if, like, I've really been actually trying to focus on it with how I'm talking to Dakota a lot lately. I'm trying to not yell as fast. I'm trying, but at the same time, still be disciplined and strict.
Right.
Because I don't want him just running amok. I need him to be structured. I need him to understand. You can't do these things. You can't hit people in the face. You can't say no to people. And you can't tell an adult. You don't tell me what to do. Because that's his favorite thing to fucking say right now. And it's the quickest thing to me going right at him. But I'm trying to just step back and and learn a different... Because he's not listening to us say, no, you can't do that. Stop doing that. You cannot do that. He's not learning from timeout. He's not learning from us yelling at him. So I'm trying a different approach and trying to do it better, a different way, or at least I want to call it better. And not yell at him, but calmly talk to him and help him understand why he cannot be doing that and whatnot. And that's the same way at work. Like I'm trying to tell these people to do certain things, and it's not getting through to them, so I have to learn a different way how to get through to them, to understand these are the right way to do things, these are the wrong way to do things. So as opposed to just sitting back and saying, well, this is the way I'm going to do it, and settling for that, I'm trying to figure out different ways to be better, and but not putting the pressure on me at the same time, where I don't feel like I have to, but I want to.
I like that. I know Ryan hasn't really proved himself, so we could end this segment. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Ryan, do you prove yourself in your everyday life, your family life, your job?
Both. I have to, because of courts and constantly being pulled back in, I always have to prove myself as a dad. I have to I feel I have to go above and beyond where sometimes I feel like I'm held hostage by my own daughter. I have to be able to prove it. I have to be able to show records. I have to be able to, you know, I can't miss anything. If I'm late, it gets counted. But at work, you know, I came in starting a whole new program, and they gave me a ton of responsibility right out the gate. And they, like, really, I don't know, put a lot of faith in me where, like, I'm not kind of used to that at work, to be just thrown into that situation. So now I kind of treat it as my baby, and I kind of, you know, I'm very nervous about anybody messing up anything that has to do with my program. And, you know, I go above and beyond. And when I get, you know, anything I do there, even if it's a simple task that I'm not actually paid by PADS, who I work for, I'm paid by the Mental Health Board. But, like, it doesn't matter. I'm not supposed to be doing PADS stuff. I do PADS stuff every day. Like, I make sure if anybody needs anything, I'm doing it. And the people who are supposed to be doing it are like, well, if you do that, then they're going to expect it from us. I'm like, well, then they should expect it from you. I mean, we're here to help people. And, you know, so I guess in that way, yes, I try in that way. But then there's other areas like physical fitness, you know, where, like, I want to be doing so much better and I want to prove myself. And I'm just failing to do that, to get to that point. So it's a frustration in life.
Got that. But yeah, so my message to everyone out there is pick your spots where you got to prove yourself. You can't be 100% at everything you do. You can't be 110% ever. But you can't be 100% always either. Just pick your spots. For me, this weekend, I got an event on Saturday. And it's the first time doing the school and probably the last time because I think it's closing. So I'm going to go out there and show these mothers and sons a great party that they've never had before. So I'm going to prove myself hard on that night. And
just, I think I'll try helping you out with that.
Sparky's going to be there, DJ Sparkles.
DJ Spark Meow.
That's where I live my life. And then prove it now. But thank you, guys.
Live your life.
Hey, we all have a little look back then. Meow.
Oh.
I feel like I was worth 25 chips. Where we at? Train time.
I don't know. I just tried to look for cashing you in.
Oh, I saw what happened.
I apologize for laughing in the middle of Ryan.
You definitely threw him over
there. And I go, oh, wait, I forgot he lost all his chips. So our new chip count right now is exactly how I predicted. The front, the engine, and the passenger car switch spots. Ryan is now in second with 48. Tom is in first.
If I got that right, I would have been in second?
Yeah. You would have been. Tom is now driving the train. Tommy, he's the conductor.
Train. Choo-choo train.
Yeah. We won't talk about Josh at zero.
Thank you. What's this train about?
All right, so this train is, this is kind of like Tommyisms, but Kyle is going to somehow.
He said Kyle.
Sparky, sorry. Sparky.
Kyle. What the hell's going on?
Is going
here?
To somehow describe a movie, and you got to name it. All of these were done off the top of my head. So, it's movies that are well-known.
So, every time we get one, the train moves?
Yeah, the train moves.
All right.
I got a leg up on this. He gave me his DVD collection, bitches.
There are two special things about this. Tommy has the derails, which means he can derail your train at any moment.
Which means what?
Which means he... Jesus. God, is that why your wife likes that? Wow. God.
It's got some power behind it.
Yeah. Can I put that in my pocket? I mean, all right. Next. So derails, he can use it at any moment, which means he can stop your train. You could have the right answer on your board holding it up, and he can go, I am derailing your train.
Do I still get the chips that I had saved?
Nope. He's derailing. That train is crashed. It is gone.
If wouldn't it be funny if Josh rated no zero the whole time? Yeah.
Hilarious.
So
I can guarantee him a loss.
I can see like forcing a stop train. But you're saying he wipes out if I have six things stacked up, he wipes them all
out. He can wipe it all out. Gone. Oh, goodbye.
Yeah. Too much power.
He is derailing it.
Welcome to Sparky.
Yep.
However, I can guarantee us not getting a punishment by delaying Josh's train too. Yeah,
that's true. So, but I know.
Let's go.
So,
you might think that
we're gonna get going. All right, we're gonna try to do this really quick. All right,
just write it down, hold it up.
Just write it down, hold it up.
How many of these are there?
Yeah. There are 25.
Okay.
So we're gonna go quick. Okay. All right, and just remember, Sparky is the one describing these movies.
I'm going for a train. I can't even do that.
You can.
Just
if I'm an idiot.
Oh, and there's one other thing. There are specific answers on here that have multipliers. So if it's, say you're at two and you would normally got three, well, you're getting double that. Okay. You're getting six. And then you move to seven. You don't come back to four. You move to seven for your next point. All right? So if Ryan's awesome, he could get it derailed twice on the first couple bonuses and then bank on the rest. You get it?
I might, yeah.
All right. Sorry, Jeff. All right. Yeah. Ready? All right. Car number one. Teenager that likes to dance moves to a town that banned dancing. Josh is ready. Tom's ready. Ryan ready?
Yep.
Show me.
Footloose. Yeah.
Footloose. And Footloose. Good job, guys. Everybody gets one.
Do I have to write meow?
No, you do not have to write meow.
I thought he said new, as in the new one. I'm like, what does it matter?
Yeah. We're gonna
feel like that was a Tommyism. That was just
the movie. Here's the story. Here's the plot. Don't derail him.
All right. And there are some sequels in here. You have to name the specific movie.
Awesome.
All right. Navy fighter pilot runs into dead best friend's son in class he is teaching. Josh done. Ryan done. Tom done. Show me.
Fire Ghost.
Right. Top Gun Maverick. Maverick is incorrect.
You forgot the Top Gun.
The movie's called Maverick.
The movie's called Top Gun Maverick. The movie Maverick is with Mel Gibson.
I thought you said
fighter. You are done.
They said firefighter.
I said Navy fighter pilot. All right, and that was a bonus. So you go to four on that.
Four.
Well, we get our chips though, right? For the train? No, you got to bank.
You got to bank it.
Oh, we got to bank.
You got to bank it.
I got it.
Just like every other time, right?
Yeah, you're right.
I thought that was
a given. Well, no, his death train was to you lost, but okay, bank. All
right. Oh, yeah, you got to bank. Sorry, my bad. Okay. Good thing you asked now. All right. Saying his name three times will make the title character come to life.
Biggie Smalls. You ever seen that South Park episode?
All right. Tommy, Ryan... Wow, he said Candyman.
Candyman, yeah.
Ryan is right.
It's Beetlejuice.
Oh, Candyman's five times.
And I forgot who it was.
Yeah,
like,
both. It's just Beetlejuice. Messed up. And Josh's train is gone.
Oops.
All right.
That's hilarious.
Wow, I'm like, I thought these were easy.
They are easy.
All right. This incredibly sized litter of spotted dogs surprises the family, and an evil friend wants to steal them.
I hope it's not the
Josh, Ryan, Tom, show me.
How many more Dalmatians?
Good job, guys. All right, next one.
Bank.
I'm not going to ask you. You guys have to. You have to bank it when you bank it.
I just want to say it's very derailed. All
right, this is a multiplier. If you build it, they will come.
Oh, too bad you shouldn't. Too bad you banked.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, but he would have just.
I'm just going to put that out there. Everybody?
It's a Lego movie, right?
Show me.
Field of dreams.
Everybody gets it right.
It says Fields of Dreams.
You guys each get two extra.
Are you sure about that?
Don't I get two extra?
No, you didn't get the multiplier.
I did. I got it right.
Yeah, but you didn't have a chip out. Oh, yeah, you do. So I'll give you that.
I just would be... Wait.
Yeah.
What?
You get double.
Yeah, two times one is two. Yeah.
I thought you were good at math.
Okay.
What am I doing wrong?
Nothing.
What's wrong?
Rules, nothing. Ryan.
I'm not going to take any chips, I promise. Tell
I'm good. No, nothing. All right. Honestly.
All right. Expected prom king makes a bet with a friend to turn a nerdy, no-name girl into the prom queen.
One time,
everybody.
Raymond.
All right, let's see.
Carrie. Say
let's
Carrie.
See. She's all that. That. Yeah. She's all that. She's all that. All right, everybody's right.
Bank. Meow.
Bank.
I can't bank, so I'll just wait for this guy to derail me. I guess I have no chance either. If I don't, just keep all right. Going.
Title character is a monster hunter who goes back to Transylvania to hunt down Dracula.
I just watched this movie the other night. What the fuck is this?
Oh. Going once. Going twice. Soul. Show me.
Van Helsing.
Van Helsing. Hugh Jackman. Van Helsing. All right. You got the right character.
Van Helsing. I could not come up with that.
All right.
He's touching his thing.
Next.
Bank.
Yeah?
Bank.
He's touching his thing.
Thank you.
Who's touching
it? My
He's touching his
dice.
Touching his thing.
He's touching his thing.
I've used scare tactics now. All
right. Young cub feels responsible for father's death and runs away only to return to save the pride years later. Everybody, show me.
Timon Lion and Simba.
King, Lion King is correct. Good job.
I like talking about Anthony Rizzo, young cub.
All right, next. Group of misfits team up together to save the local gym, getting pushed out by a more extravagant gym owner.
Jeez, she tied the tournament record for 9 threes in a game.
Everybody?
I put the team name on, just so you knew.
Dodgeball. You guys are all wrong. It's called Dodgeball, True Underdog Story. I'm just kidding.
Awesome. End the streaks.
That was the multiplier?
Six. That was the multiplier. Oh. All right. Bye-bye, Ryan's derailment.
Bank.
Thanks, man.
We can't derail you.
Well, I don't want to lose my lead there. And yeah.
All right. Next. Group of guys go to Vegas for a bachelor party, only to not remember anything that happened that night. Everybody, show me.
Hangover.
Hangover and hangover. Good job.
I felt all hungover at the first night, or the second night after that, or whatever. All
right, you guys ready for next?
That was a rough morning.
Kid gets triple dog dared to lick a frozen pole in the playground and ends up getting stuck to the pole. Everybody, show me. A Christmas story. Yeah. And a Christmas story. Good job.
Bang.
Job.
Just in case this guy
I'm
comes
holding, I'm going to hold it right now, man, so you guys don't think I'm going to pull it up. You guys don't know what's going to come out. I'm going to gambit it out. I'll be like, meow.
All right.
I'll bank.
I just said, I'm going to gambit it out.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I know it's not going to
happen. High school nerd gets bit by an arachnid and wakes up with new abilities.
Yeah, you could add so much more chips there. Bank. Yeah, meow, I mean.
He said bank.
Yeah, I heard him.
He can't do it right now. He's in the middle of a question. All right, go. Spider-Man. Good job, guys.
His name's not Spider-Man.
I think it's a good job you can read Tommy's writing.
Yeah, I know, right?
Dude is
all right. Young man makes a deal with the devil to save his daredevil father of dying from cancer.
I'd be like, peace out, Pops.
Tommy looks confused.
He doesn't know.
Question, please, Mio.
A young man makes a deal with the devil to save his daredevil father from dying from cancer. Going once. Twice.
You've never seen Daredevil.
You ready? All right, show me. Ghost Rider.
Hot Rod.
What the fuck did you...
Hot Rod's so pretty
funny.
Close.
So funny.
He didn't make a deal with the devil, but he was trying to save his
I saw it in a cage in my head, and I was like, it's not Evel Knievel. What is it? So I was like,
all right. Street urchin stumbles upon a magical lamp that helps show him a whole new world.
Favorite movie. Favorite Disney movie, I think.
Everybody, show me. Aladdin. Six.
Bank.
I was wondering if you were going to see it.
As soon as you showed it, threw down six. I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, you turned this off? No, you didn't.
All right, next one. Undercover cop befriends street racer in hopes to uncover a semi-trailer hijacking a ring. Everybody, show me. Fast and the Furious, V Fast and Furious. Alright, I believe you guys are all wrong. But we're going to give it to you. Because you guys all didn't say it completely right. But it is The Fast and The Furious.
I skipped the The. Me
too. Well, and fast so did he.
Well, Fast and the Furious, isn't that a movie?
It's Fast and Furious.
It's Fast and Furious. You guys, like I said, you guys are all wrong, but I'm going to give it to you.
I'll bank that. Thank you.
I'm surprised you're banking.
He's got the thing. He can do whatever he wants. If I get this much, I'm going to keep it. That's my bank. You banked off your lid. That's funny. I've got a system.
Yeah, all right. Homeowner uses 25,000 imported Italian twinkle lights for his Christmas decorations.
What's the first part of that?
Homeowner. Josh is ready. Tommy is ready. And we're waiting on the same person as normal. Ryan. All right, show me. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And holy fuck, what is that? Christmas
Vacation.
Good Lord. Yeah. All right. Everybody got it right.
Christmas Vacation. All right. I got a Christmas show this year, y'all.
Yeah, you do. I'll just bank now.
Bank, bank, bank.
I need these.
Oh.
I'm so afraid of Tommy. He's ruined my game.
He's like, over there.
You
gotta see him.
Give me a small living space.
He needs whites. He needs whites, bro.
All right, next movie.
Can I ask what number we're on?
We're on 17.
Thank you.
Boy slips on a baseball, dislocating his shoulder, requiring surgery, which ends up making his tendons too tight and able to pitch in the majors.
You see this?
Show me. Rookie of the year.
He needs green. You got it. Under control.
No, I just knocked everything over. All right. You get that. You get that.
And I'm going to bank.
I can't believe you guys are banking. These are all easy. Especially you. You don't have a fucking derail.
I also get easy ones wrong.
That's right. I can't believe you've gotten two wrong already. Alright, next one. Alright, I get this one. This is one you probably wanted to bank on. Foster boy wishes for his favorite ironically named baseball team to win the pennant to be a family again with his dad. If you haven't seen this movie, you don't know what it is.
Foster child?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say it one more time?
Foster boy wishes for his favorite ironically named baseball team to win the pennant to be a family again with his dad. Going once, twice. Everybody in? Show me. Angels in the outfield. Good job, guys.
I didn't remember the foster child part at all for some reason.
He's in foster care.
Yep, didn't remember.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
And his dad says maybe when the Angels win the pennant is when they'll be a family again.
If you need more whites or whatever.
Appreciate it.
The whites.
All right.
I'm just going to bank.
All right. Young boy riding his bike in a parking lot ends up getting hit by a car driven by a bad man. And the boy forges a piece of paper to turn his world upside down. Just remember, these are Sparky-isms.
I think it's just the plot, bro.
I mean, the way the words I use. I'm trying not to say the title in any of the descriptions. That makes sense. All right, everybody, show me. Blank check, blank check.
Pan's Labyrinth.
Derailed. Derailed.
You derailed yourself.
A blank piece of paper. Oh.
This is why you are. Yeah. This is why you bank. All right. I get it now. All right.
What number are we on?
We are on number 20.
Damn it. I was just going to say bank. I was looking at it too. I'm like, I got one more and I'll say bank right after I get it.
I knew because that's where your stage was. I'm like,
Was that a 1, 2, 3, 4 you had up there already?
And guess what? This was a multiplier.
Well, now you can.
News broadcaster complains so much to God that God gives him his powers. We're still waiting on Ryan again.
I don't know how they write so fast. All
right, show me. Bruce Almighty. Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, shit.
I wrote Evan and Bruce. Just kidding.
All right, I got a little lazy with these, so.
Was that a multiplier, sir?
Oh, you're right. Good job.
Oh, sorry. I was just
wondering. I forgot. I appreciate you letting me know.
Yes, sir.
All right. Got a little lazy with these, because, I just did. So. Ready?
Yeah.
You're killing me, Smalls. I just said a quote. That's all. I didn't describe this. And so neither did I do the next two either. All right, show me. Sandlot.
It's Sandlot Meow.
Meow.
Now Ryan has the chance to come back. All right. Number 22, why so serious? Told you I got a little lazy.
Nobody's judging you at this table, buddy.
Still waiting on Ryan. There's like 7 letters in this name. The Dark Knight, Dark Knight, and Dark Knight. Good job.
Dark Knight now.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, next one.
I don't know if I want to bake or not.
We try to stick to the 4 main food groups. Candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
Oh, the first half of that quote, I had no idea. I was nervous.
Tom, going once.
This game how long
going wait, twice.
A long title. Did you say a long title?
All right. There's 3 letters.
You're wrong.
There's 3 letters.
But you're right. What did Charlie you write?
Charlie the Chocolate Factory.
What? All right. And you are derailed again.
Derailed. We should call this game Derailed.
Derailed.
You know what, Sparks? I'm just going to take it. Wait, how many are left?
There's only 2 left.
No, I'm going to take it.
So all those overconfidence and you get them.
Yeah, I was wimping out.
And there's 1 more bonus.
Ah, damn it. Damn it. Keeps me in the game. All
right. This is number 24. Come. Man made of metal comes from the future to save mankind. Still waiting on Ryan.
Well,
all right. Were you writing a story?
Oh, you want the whole title, right?
Correct. So they were both done.
Jesus!
They were both done way before you. And they both got it right.
Judgment Day, meow.
Cool. They didn't write Judgment Day.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Yeah, they fucking did.
All right. Last question. And this is a multiplier. Ready?
Shit, Josh. Could be crazy if you get this one.
I should have gotten the dice longer.
When the Miami Dolphins
yes
mascot goes missing, they have no choice but to hire a quirky investigator.
I'm running so fast.
And you still lose.
Oh, God.
And we set the router this
week. All right, what do we got, guys? So
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Ace Ventura, yeah. Pet Detective.
Tommy's letters get smaller and smaller.
All right. Let's add everything up and get ready for Final Jeopardy. Josh had a big comeback on that one.
Way to go, Josh.
Got derailed once.
Spilled my dice a little too early.
I went 25 or 25.
I was going to say, I think you
hit them all?
Yeah.
Nice. I missed.
I'm like, you missed one, right? Yeah.
I don't know if that was
the end. You did Hugh Jackman.
I missed three.
I definitely missed Ben Helsing.
Well, you were the only one to write... They wrote Candyman. You wrote Beetlejuice.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I got that wrong. I forgot all about that.
Yes, you did.
I forgot.
Yeah, you did not go perfect.
And I also didn't get one that you said I did. 15. Oh, Maverick. You didn't give me Maverick.
Oh, you're right. Oh, Maverick was wrong.
Oh, yeah. Fire Ghost.
Dead on.
I think it was four.
No, the movie Maverick has Mel Gibson.
I know. Yeah, he does.
I know.
Who's the other guy?
James Brolin? No. Yeah, James Gardner. James Gardner.
James Gardner, yeah.
All of them are 25? Wow, look at Josh.
What?
All right. Bang.
I got two green chips.
This became a game.
Yeah, this is tight.
87.
Way to go, Josh. Two green?
Yes, sir.
Josh, you have 87?
Yeah.
I have 102.
And Thomas? 93.
87 to what?
Wow. 93
to 102.
Wow. This is close.
87 to... 102 for Ryan.
I don't know why the hell I did that.
If I didn't have those derails, I would probably.
You have 93?
Pretty
yeah. Yeah, if we could have.
Wow, Tom, you suck at movies.
I'm scared.
I'm glad I had those derails. Maybe.
Yeah, you would have been probably in last. All right.
What's our category?
Final Jeopardy. Let me bring this over.
I don't think there's any chance about that. Josh would have been winning for sure. Because he had that pretty good one and you derailed him.
All right. Final Jeopardy category is champions.
Are there any special rules?
There are special rules.
Weird that you knew that.
I am going to ask you to name three champions. You get one. You get one times your bid. You get two. You get two times your bid. You get all three, and you get three times your bid.
So the only way to lose is to not get any.
Right? Or, well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah, the other person can get three, you get one. Obviously, you're going to lose, but...
Yeah, I think you're overcomplicating it.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. All right. Everybody got their bidding?
No, I'm sorry.
Let me not out-math myself again.
This is where Josh loses it.
So we could triple it here. Is that what I heard?
You can triple your bid. Yes. If you get all three of these correct.
All right.
Everybody got their bid in?
Almost.
Oh, Ryan is the first one on this one.
Well, he's in the lead.
Does okay. Tom, you good?
Yep.
All right. So... I've said last week something happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had opening day. It was baseball. This weekend is the NCAA championship, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's happening in 2 weekends? The Masters. In 2 weeks.
Masters meal.
So what I want to know, let's hear your bids first. Let's hear your bids. Josh, what's your bid?
25.
Oh, Ryan?
94.
92.
All right, let's put that down. You guys got 92, 90, 95, 94, and 25. All right. I want to know who won last year's World Series, last year's NCAA tournament, and last year's Masters.
God, I was going to look this up too.
And you guys get a minute. I should go last, but...
Oh, my God. I can't think of one.
So, probably should have hit this ready. I'm going to say we're down to 45 seconds now.
Oh, man. I'm struggling. What if our spelling's off?
I don't care about the spelling. Just name it. Right, I'm going to say we're at 30 seconds now. Thanks again for listening to Almost Live from the Basement, guys. Really appreciate you guys tuning in. Glad we can all be here for this. It was good for me to get out and get my mind off things. I know Tom had talked to me before the show. Sent me a message saying, should we change it tonight? Because I had talked to him about my things going on. But no, I said I want to come out and get my mind off things.
You talk to us about things going on?
Well, I just happened to text him.
You should have got here early. Talk to me.
Yeah, if you didn't show up 15 minutes late, I mean, you might have known. But all right, that is the timer. Let's start with low man on totem pole, Josh.
Yes.
What you got?
I've got the Giants winning the World Series, UConn, NCAA, and Tiger Woods.
Okay, you got one of them right.
Okay.
So you get 25 points. That was your bid, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you get all three?
Let's go with Tom.
You got all three. You probably got it.
Tom, your bid was 92?
Yes.
And
I know who won the Masters.
You got...
I don't know how to say his name.
What do you got?
Texas Rangers.
Texas Rangers.
UConn Huskies.
Oh. UConn Huskies.
Duh. Brooks Koepka.
Brooks Koepka is incorrect.
Oh, okay. Good.
Ooh. And Ryan's bid was 94.
Yes, sir. And I am a winner. Texas Rangers.
Correct.
UConn.
Correct.
And Hirohito, which I had, is not him.
You know what? I had Hideki Matsuyama.
Thank you. Matsuyama.
And I erased it.
Yeah.
Was it Matsuyama?
Both you are incorrect.
How do you say his name? I put Japanese man.
he did not win it last year.
Oh, no, he won it right after COVID.
John Rahm.
Oh, John Rahm.
Rahm. However you pronounce his name. Oh. Won the Masters last year.
Pretty certain it was him.
I believe it was Koepka. Who was in the lead?
Yeah,
and shot three over on the final day, and Rahm shot three under on the final day to win.
God, I'm so happy!
All right, so our finals are final scores for the show.
Who's in first place? Who's in first place? Oh, I got a host next time.
No, you're right. Nope, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Oh.
So Ryan wins with a total of 290. Which you're correct. Tom comes in second place with 277. And Josh comes in dead last again in my show with 112 points. However, that was a valid comeback.
Hell yeah.
Well, right. Being knocked down to zero.
He's starting to come back. Yep. So now Josh has to do
Josh
a new
has to spin the wheel.
Wheel.
Spin.
It's an actual wheel. It's an actual wheel.
Let me see if I can.
It's an app.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear my.
Let's
absolutely
see if it has a...
Absolutely not.
No,
and it's...
The batting cage.
Batting cage.
I'm so glad I didn't get that.
10 balls for the so batting ball.
10 fastballs. I love them.
Dude, I was talking to my dad about that, and we were like, man, when I was younger, I could do that. But you go in there for 10 pitches, for 10, you have to hit 10 to the back wall.
Yeah, that's bad.
10 pitches, you're dead. Like, swinging at 10 straight pitches with no break. It's coming at you. You're fucking dead.
So is his wallet. Because his wallet's going to be playing. I don't know how much is a per batting cage.
I said I was going to buy the tokens. He doesn't have to do that.
Oh, this is your
punishment. Do you have money for this?
I'm going to do it for all my pants.
couch cushions.
Yep. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
And don't lose. Meow.